It's been a rough week on Wall Street. Much of the focus of investor concern has been on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The two big government-backed mortgage agencies have seen their stock prices collapse because of fears about their financial health. Today, the New York Times reports the government is even considering taking over the two companies. We called Bill Seidman to find out what's going on. He's publisher of Bank Director magazine and also former head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
How much trouble are these two agencies in? It sounds bad.
Well, the agencies are clearly suffering from the problems in the mortgage industry. They've had some losses. At the present time, from all we know, they are not insolvent, but they are certainly weakened.
Put this in perspective for those who don't think much about these two agencies. What role do Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac play in the housing market? What exactly do they do?
Well, they play a huge role in the marketplace because they take individual mortgages from banks and mortgage brokers and others and put them in packages and sell them into the financial market, providing very large resources for funding mortgages for the American people.
And they handle how much of the mortgage market? It's quite a sizable percentage.
It's over half, and it probably amounts to somewhere in the area of $5 trillion plus in mortgages and guarantees.
And so what would happen to the housing market if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac failed?
Well, it would, I would say, be a major, major problem for the marketplace. Their securities are owned by banks and insurance companies and others. And if their guarantee on this mortgages was called into question, it would create huge losses in the financial system.
What about the practical effect on the housing market if these two huge, well, they're mortgage giants, were to go into bankruptcy or in some sense go under?
Well, if they went out of operation, it would totally disorient the private housing markets. It would be as close to a disaster as I can think of. If they could no longer package and guarantee mortgages, funding available for housing in the United States would be drastically reduced. And, of course, the industry is in bad enough shape now. And secondly, if their guarantee of what they've already done was considered no good, it would cause huge losses throughout the world in the financial systems that own their bonds and hold their guarantees.
That's Bill Seidman. He's publisher of Bank Director magazine and former head of the FDIC.